Former workers at the Gold Coast Airport in Queensland fear they were unknowingly exposed to toxic chemicals used in firefighting foam for years after their employer first knew the site was contaminated. The workers say they still haven't been contacted by the airport or any other authority and only recently found out about their potential exposure through media reports. Elise Kinsella reports.
At Coolangatta, the Gold Coast Airport sits not far from the city's famous southern beaches. It's where one former electrician fears he was exposed to PFAS, the dangerous class of chemicals used in firefighting foam at the airport, until 2010. 3 years later, the electrician, who doesn't want to be named, worked on a lighting upgrade at the airport. He was digging pits and trenches that filled with groundwater just 50 metres from where PFAS foam had been used in training drills.
The water flows down into the pits where all of the cables for the runway lights are contained, so we'd have to dig through the water.
He's not the only person worried that the groundwater was still contaminated. Another former electrician, who doesn't want to be identified, says he also worked in that water close to an unlined pond that he says was used as a tailings dam for the firefighting foam. His statement is voiced by an actor.
I was sticking my arms up to my shoulder in the water, the slimy stuff on top, very close to where this little dam was for the firefighters.
He says the airport used the Coolangatta Creek, which flows through its land, to dispose of water on the site.
We had a pipe installed on the southern end of the beach side, between one of the pits, into part of a waterway that drained into the Coolangatta Creek.
That waterway is a creek which flows onto the nearby Kira Beach, where the local council has found traces of the toxic PFAS chemicals. Dr. Marianne Lloyd-Smith runs the National Toxics Network. She's followed the Gold Coast case closely, helping neighbouring residents affected by the spread of PFAS from the airport. She says Australia's chemical regulator warned all PFAS users in 2003 of the danger of the chemicals. Between 2012 and 2015, she says groundwater tests at the Gold Coast Airport showed incredibly high levels of PFAS contamination.
To be honest, I haven't seen levels this high in groundwater. Now, that should have rung every alarm bell, and every worker then should have been notified who'd worked on the site. They should have been offered free blood tests.
The Queensland Environment Department and the Gold Coast Airport declined to be interviewed by the ABC. In a statement, the department says it did not approve the installation of pipes into Coolangatta Creek. But the airport maintains it works within environmental guidelines, and that includes for its stormwater drain management. It says it was notified about PFAS chemicals at its site, but says its presence outside of the training area wasn't well understood.
Elise Kinsella reporting.